prophets foreshadow Messiah's birth. Our key verse, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14. Selected scripture, Isaiah 7:13 through 17 and Luke 1:26 through 38. No treasure is more important to the world of mankind than the wonderful promise made to them concerning the process by which the blessing and release of all people from the curse of sin and death would be accomplished. This was proclaimed in our text with the selection of the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. The proclamation concerning the birth of Jesus to his mother Mary was especially important because this child was begotten by divine power. Though Mary was still a virgin when she brought forth her son, he would come to fulfill the promise made to Abraham, "In thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed," Genesis 28:14. We have a continuation of the prophecy from our theme verse. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." Isaiah 9:6 and 7. "The government shall be upon his shoulder" is figurative of authority, glory, and honor, which shall be upon the Lord. It is given to him from the Father through his great law of love. The change in dispensation will be ushered in through the Father's times of restitution, Acts 3:19 through 21. This will be the time for Christ to receive the honor, glory, and dominion that was exclusively promised to him. Beginning with the birth of our Lord as the babe born in Bethlehem, he was then presented as God's Son, given on behalf. His sacrifices began at Jordan and culminated at Calvary. Because of his obedience unto death, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, Philippians 2:9. When he assumes the control of earth's affairs, his character of love and justice will be evident, and all power will be his to rule in righteousness. It ensures to all of the faithful that his reign will be a time of blessing, of peace, of joy, to all who love righteousness and truth. His name and titles, representing the gracious things which make up his character, will be brought to the attention of all of mankind. He is wonderful. He is great beyond the power of human comprehension. As the express image of the Father's person, he will be a leader and instructor of his people to all who want to be taught of God, John 6:45. He will be the counselor, whose instructions in righteousness will be satisfactory and will be represented by the world of mankind, who will be seeking a return to divine favor and a full restoration of what was lost. He shall be called the Mighty God, or the Mighty One, and on him shall rest all of the power and authority of God his Father. He is called the Everlasting Father, a Father forever, because he will be the life-giver to all who will accept life under the terms of the new covenant, which was sealed by his own precious blood, and will be established after all of the faithful members of the body of Christ have passed beyond the veil. Hebrews 12:24.